Taking Care of the Bean. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So farmers who sell their grain, one half of 1% is taken out, and then one half of that stays in state, one half goes for national and international promotion.
Promotion and research is the name of the game when it comes to one of Tennessee's most important commodities, soybeans. 1.6 million acres of soybeans are raised by Tennessee farmers this year, and they are quickly nearing the end of harvest. Parks Wells is executive director of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Council, and he and his staff are responsible for managing the day-to-day operations of the soybean checkoff program for promotion and research.
Majority of the money is spent in research, and that's to increase their yield and reduce the cost of production. And, you know, we're trying to look toward the future, and as Tennessee's increased in irrigation, we've got projects on that. The breeding program is a big spender in the research side, and we're looking at applied research and some basic too, but we want the farmers to get the quick result from their dollar.
Now, in his 26th year with the Soybean Promotion Council, Parkswell says they work with UT Knoxville, UT Martin, Tennessee State University, and MTSU with soybean checkoff dollars on research projects. And as for promotional efforts, they're working hard to debunk the myths surrounding GMOs.
Well, I mean, looking at the GMO situation, it's a lot of bad information out there, and we're trying to correct that. And it's not just the science, but I mean, the main problem is that farmers need to have the trust of the consumers, and so we work on that. The scientific background shows how safe it is.
Well says there's also a lot of effort through the checkoff program overseas to promote Tennessee and American soybeans because of the importance of exports of the miracle bean. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.